Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, all our bets for tonight, including Monday Night Football, coming up an hour from now. Dallas, a 3.5-point home favorite right now against Jacoby Brissett and the Cardinals. Total of the game is up to 54. We're awaiting full injury news on Will Johnson for Arizona, one of their best corner, Arizona corner Garrett Williams. What we can tell you is that Walter Nolan is going to play. Walter Nolan, Arizona's first-round pick on the defensive line, will make his NFL debut tonight. We don't know if Kyler Murray is going to be active for the game. We'll bring you all that information when we get it, and we'll give you a preview of the game to start next hour as well, coming up 20 minutes from now. Before we finish out our draft of the best single game sporting events of our lifetime, we got to tell you about our show sponsor, BetMGM, because we know that you have thought out the parlay. Now it's time to boost it. Use today's Odds Boost token on any pro football same game parlay and grab a bigger payout if you win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. Check us out in podcast form, search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts, and on YouTube and Twitch. All right, we continue the draft. Femi Abebefe is up next. Femi has started his draft with the Rose Bowl between Texas and USC.
Yeah, I'm surprised this game is still on the board because I do think it's the best NFL game of my lifetime, so I'm going to go with it here. How about Super Bowl 49, Patriots over the Seahawks, 28-24. You had a budding young dynasty potentially in the Seattle Seahawks, Super Bowl champions against New England, who hadn't been to the Super Bowl in a while. Brady hadn't won one in a decade or so. And it's a legendary player in Brady going against a legendary unit in that Legion of Boom Seahawks defense. And then at the end of the game, you get one of the all-time Monday morning quarterback sports radio conversations. Should they have given the ball to Marshawn Lynch? Nope, they didn't. Interception, Malcolm Butler, the hero. Phenomenal football game. That's my choice. Super Bowl 49, New England over Seattle.
That was on my list as well. It's, I think, an awesome pick. So I have two picks now, and I started with Cavs Warriors. So I'm going to ensure that I lose one of these games by bringing this up. I don't know if both of them would have made it back to me, but I just want everyone to know that I have some internal strife right now about whether to take Gonzaga UCLA or Duke Kentucky, which are, in my lifetime, the two best college basketball games ever played. The Christian Laettner shot or the Jalen Suggs shot in the Final Four the COVID year, the year after the COVID year. So just a quick story. I think I've told this story on the air before. My dad won his office pool that year, and that was only the regional final. Won his office pool on the Laettner shot, and I remember celebrating with my dad when Laettner hit that shot because he knew that he had won the pool. So like I remember watching the game. We were rooting for Duke in 92. That was pretty great. I want to go just because it was more recent. I want to honor Gonzaga and UCLA. I will go with Gonzaga and UCLA as my next pick. And for my third pick in the snake draft, I will. Man, I will go Super Bowl 25. Giants over the Bills, 20-19, January 27th, 1991. No turnovers by either team. The perfect football game. Super Bowl 25, Giants over Bills. Femi, you're up next.
Love it. Whitney Houston. I'm going to go a little bit off the beaten path here. This one might be a little bit of a curveball for folks. Might not be expecting this one, but this sporting event had me absolutely captivated, and I still can't believe it was a real match that was played. 2022 World Cup Final. Argentina over France, 3-3 penalty shootout. Argentina wins it. It's Messi, the greatest of all time, against Kylian Mbappe, who's going to try to take the throne. Mbappe with the two goals at the end of the 90 minutes there to force the extra time. And then you get Messi scoring another goal. Mbappe with the penalty in extras as well. And Argentina, Lionel Messi, gets his crowning moment on the biggest stage in sports, a World Cup final. I'm surprised this game has still lasted. That is my choice. World Cup Final 2022 in Qatar.
I'm pretty embarrassed I didn't pick it, honestly, because it's one of my favorite games ever. But, you know, like, I'm happy with
emotionally, I couldn't even handle the NFL Sunday after, like, watching that to start off a Sunday. Like, that
was insane. Well, because we were, and Ken and I were on the air, and we both had Argentina. Like, I had futures on Argentina before the World Cup started. We were rooting for Argentina. That was really great. Bill, up next with your third pick.
I was thinking I was going to go baseball here, but I'm actually going to go back to the NFL, because if there is a game that can just be summarized by a score, you know it's a great game. 28-3.
So Super Bowl 51.
Super Bowl 51, the greatest Falcons comeback in football history.
That was pretty good. All right, I'm going to make the executive decision. Yeah. This is only going to be, we're only going to have three picks here because this is going way long. Tyler, up next for your last pick.
Let's go with one that happened this past season. I'll take Rory's Masters win. The highs and lows of that round. How everyone was glued to their TV. So,
but not Tiger winning in 2019, like Rory winning.
Yeah, that's
only because the ending was a lot better. He started out low. Bryson was in first place, and he got a multiple stroke lead and started losing it again. And then Justin Rose started going off. Tiger's like everyone else kind of just melted down, and he was in first place. So that's why I chose that, just because the tournament, like the finish itself, was crazier, and it went into a playoff. So I'll take Rory's Masters win.
But the leaderboard, the Tiger one was way better.
Yeah, it was really good. Someone should take either Federer. We should either have Federer or Nadal in the 08 Wimbledon final or the Alcaraz Center French Open final from this year. Jake, your last pick is what?
It has to be 2011 World Series Game 6. David Freese, we will see you tomorrow night. Just one of my earliest sports memories of like, oh my God, I can't believe that just happened.
Yeah, poor Ron Washington and the Texas Rangers. Tough for them to lose that. David Freese, the World Series MVP that year. And Addie, your final pick is what?
So it was on my list. I did have Sinner Alcaraz on my list. But if I'm being honest with you, in 2014, when I was in Mexico, I was watching the World Cup. And when Germany defeated Brazil 7-1, scoring 5 goals in the first 30 minutes, it was the craziest thing ever. Sorry, maybe that's a deep cut. Okay.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not a deep cut.
No, it was a demolition. It was
crazy.
I will never. So I remember I was at SiriusXM watching that game when I still worked as a producer there in 2014, And it's not that, like, I thought Germany was going to win. Germany was, I thought, clearly the best team in that World Cup, but Brazil was hosting it, obviously. And I don't remember who scored the first goal for Germany, but maybe it was close up. I think Thomas Müller scored the second. Toni Kroos, I think, scored the third. Sami Khedira, I think, scored the fourth. And Chelsea, that's, I think, a couple weeks after this game, signed Andre Schürrle. And Schürrle scored like the sixth and seventh goals in the second half. I think it was 5-0 at halftime, and then Germany scored another two, and then Brazil got one at the end of the game. So Femi, Müller scored the first one. Let me see if I can get this right.
Yep.
Müller scored the first, Klose the second.
Yep. Miroslav Klose. Yep.
Toni Kroos the third.
Mm-hmm.
Khedira the fourth.
Kroos the fourth. He scored the third and the fourth within 2 minutes.
Khedira the fifth.
Khedira the fifth, yep.
And then Schürrle scored six and seven?
Yes. Yeah, in the 69th and 79th minute.
That's pretty good right off the top of my head.
That's pretty good, yeah.
The German goal scorers really in the 7-1 game?
Okay. Yeah. Klose, Kroos, like, they scored four goals in like 6 minutes. Yeah, like, we all remember. It was like a training exercise that they were doing. Yeah, that was insane. I couldn't believe that.
And then, how about this for a trivia question? Germany would beat Argentina 1-0 in the World Cup final. Who scored the game winner in extra time for Germany?
Mario Götze, Super Mario.
Mario Götze, who played for what club team in Germany?
Would not be able to tell you.
I got Borussia Dortmund. And who for Argentina, not Messi, missed a sitter early in the first half?
Oh, I mean, I'm hoping it's Angel Di Maria because I hate him, but who was it?
It's not. Gonzalo Higuain, missing for Argentina.
Oh, another guy I hate.
Given Argentina. Yeah. We've been Argentina.
Argentina, Nigeria, not a great World Cup history. It's not been fun. What was the highest power-rated game on your board left that you had in this exercise?
Oh, good one. Let me see. I wrote them all down. Highest power-rated game on my board.
That's still available.
Was Sox Game 7, 2003. I was there.
Gotcha.
The Aaron Boone game.
Yeah. Mine's the Iron Bowl, 2013, the kick six. That's the Chris
good
Davis.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
that
good.
Game was nuts.
Duke, Kentucky, Super Bowl 43, which was Steelers over Cardinals, was absolutely epic. Heat Spurs game 6, which Tyler just wrote in the chat, which is the Ray Allen game. Yeah, lots of good ones. Okay. Yeah.
Ravens Broncos really deep cut there. 2012 AFC Divisional, double OT with that one.
Joe Flacco to Jacoby Jones.
Yep, Jacoby Jones. Yeah.
Who took a terrible angle for the Broncos? What safety, allowing Jacoby Jones to get behind the defense?
Raheem Moore, right?
That is correct.
Yeah.
I had Ravens money line. Yeah, it was really good. Okay, just a couple minutes here on the Minnesota Vikings and the Detroit Lions to wrap up this hour. So, gave the analogy of like Kevin O'Connell was like the guy who works out all winter. You don't see him. He stops drinking and shows up shredded to the first like big warm weather event. That was Kevin O'Connell unveiling J.J. McCarthy to the world after benching him, but no matter what anyone says, for 6 weeks prior to yesterday's game. Now, McCarthy was not awesome in the game, and I'm not being a hater. Like, I don't mind that he played well. I wish the Lions had covered my teaser leg. Let's just call a spade, right? 14 of 25, 143 yards, 2 touchdowns, and an interception. Did have a couple big-time throws in the game. The first touchdown to Justin Jefferson, which was a ridiculous catch by Jefferson, but a great throw. And then KOC did this last year when the Vikings beat the Packers in Minnesota, throwing for the win at the end with Sam Darnold. Threw for the win yesterday also with McCarthy, hit Jalen Naylor on a great pass to win the game for Minnesota and run the clock out. So he did make some big throws. To me, that win, and I don't want to bang on Detroit for it. Like, they lost. It's okay. Like, Minnesota played way better than we expected. I don't really downgrade the Lions too much, except that I am a little worried about this offensive line and the way Jared Goff got overwhelmed by, like, the Vikings pass rush. To me, this was kind of like what, when we liked the Vikings in the offseason, this is what we felt like the Vikings could be, right? Like, a complete football team with a good defense and a good line and good skill position players and a good head coach, where the quarterback just had to kind of, like, do his job, and Minnesota could be a playoff team. So I don't want to turn this into a J.J. McCarthy love fest, even though he played well. He played well enough to win the game. This is not like an anti-J.J. McCarthy thing. I actually want to turn this into a pro-Minnesota Vikings thing, where Minnesota's now 4-4 with a very, very tough stretch coming up. 4-point home dogs against Baltimore this weekend. Host the Bears, go to Green Bay, and go to Seattle. We're going to learn a lot about the Vikings in the next four games. I think they're probably going to fall short of the playoffs. But yesterday's game, we thought they were out. I'm right back in now with J.J. McCarthy and the Minnesota Vikings. Final hour, Power Hour, coming up next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.